flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No, I stretched.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Where are you?
I'm at the Pro Bowl in Orlando.
Oh, look at you. Little O-Town action.
Yeah, man. The Evermore. It has a fake lake, like a huge fake pool lake. It's pretty cool.
Did you drive to Orlando or did you fly?
I drove. I can't take a 15-minute flight. It makes me feel less of a man.
Josh Appel's going to join us today. Remind me to bring that up with him, because remember, he flew to Tampa when he was calling the Bucks game, and it was silly, and he's defended it what is it, 21 days later, 28 days later. You're in Orlando. Why would you ever go through the trouble of getting to the airport and flying when you can be there in 2.5-3 hours?
We had a guest, Tristan Wharf, the all-pro tackle from the Bucks.
That's my guy. DJ and I love Wharfs. Is that Wharfs?
Wharfs, yeah.
Yeah, and we love that dude.
Hey, he's ready at 8:30. I was like, well, I'm leaving my house at 5 and I'm driving up because it's 3 hours and 8 minutes away. I'll be ready in 12 minutes. We're ready to ride. And that's what happened.
Oh my God, DJ is going to be so excited that you've got Werfs coming on the pivot. I'm telling you, we've just loved his name forever, and then DJ ended up in Tampa, and so we've kind of adopted Tristan Werfs as our guy. Is he a big fella?
He is gigantic, but he's not fat. You know, I call him fat boys.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, I was like, you're really not fat. He is a solid human being. He's a big old dude, but he does have a great personality.
I was going to ask you, like, is he interesting? Because I'm telling you, it's for whatever reason, you know how, sir, you just like pick a guy and you're like, that's our guy. We love, I've told you, Matas Buzelis from the Bulls, who is participating in the dunk competition. But we love Tristan Werfs. It's so funny, man. So he's a good guy?
Yes. Whenever you ask somebody a question and they start their answer by, let me tell you a story, that I fall in love with them.
Right. Yeah, I don't want the answer. I want a story.
He was the, you know, 13th pick of the draft. You're supposed to turn the organization around, but you're a tackle. Oh, let me tell you. Okay, so when I first got to Tampa, like, and he goes into stories, he was great.
Today on the program, Gino Toretta is going to join us. Josh Appel is going to join us. Clay Ferrero is going to join us. Great game by the Florida Panthers last night. Solana's out today and tomorrow, by the way. Dan Day is here with us. Jimmy is with us, of course, as always. Great game by the Panthers last night. Sergei Bobrovsky pitched a shutout. Did you stay for the entire game? I know you were up in a suite.
Yes. I left with like 4 minutes left in the third. I was there the whole game pretty much.
So I sweated it out. I had a bet last night before the game started. I get home. We did the show out there. I get home, game starting in like 10 minutes, and I've still got my Stoner's pizza because we only had like a slice while we were there. So I'm going to sit down in front of the TV, and I'm going to watch the Heat and the Panthers. And so I put a bet in. You know, Pizzola had come on yesterday, and he told us Panthers under, the game total under, and it was 5.5. And I don't like betting unders because I don't like, obviously, rooting for no goals. So I decided the Panthers, I think, were like -150 favorites last night. And if you bet the goal line, -1.5, they were like +160. I bought it up to -2.5. So I did Panthers -2.5 at +275. And I had to sweat out the final couple minutes because they needed the empty netter, which they got. Yep. But then they needed to hold on for about another 1.5 minutes. And not let in a little junk time goal, and they didn't. So I actually cashed a nice little ticket yesterday, and Pizzola had texted me. I always get nervous when he texts me because he hates my style of gambling. Like, what I bet last night is probably a ridiculous, stupid bet. So he texted me after the game. He's like, told you, boring unders are sometimes a great ticket. And I said, I'm embarrassed to show you what I bet. I sent him my ticket, and he's like, that's a nice hit. So there you go, a gambling story from last night. It was a great game by the Panthers and Bobrovsky.
It was a great game, and my confidence in the Panthers went up watching it live because once they got up 1-0, that second period, like, they choked out the Kings. Like their defense is stupid. If they just want to, like, don't be aggressive, sit back, you're not going to score on us if you don't want to. That was encouraging for my futures of the Panthers to repeat.
Did you have a catered suite that you were in, or was it just a suite?
No, Dex. That's what it was. I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah. The Dex Imaging, right?
Dex Imaging, right on the center ice. Suite level, chicken wings, sliders, pretzels, the little pretzel sticks with the mustard and cheese, and we got in.
That's a good way to watch a game. Yeah. There was a really interesting question. We'll get headlines here in a second. There was a really interesting question. I don't know if you saw First Take this morning. You probably didn't because you were interviewing Tristan Werfs. But there was a really interesting question. Stephen A, he had Cam Newton, you know, he's a panelist every week. And I love him, by the way. I think he is so good.
He is.
I like people who are very similar to you. I like people who are unafraid to have an opinion, even if it's not the opinion that every other athlete or every other pundit has. And they're unafraid to back up, and they can actually back up their opinion. I like that. I like people who go against the grain sometimes, not for the sake of going against the grain, but if they really
feel that way.
Yes. And I believe Cam Newton most of the time is down with some sometimes interesting opinions. Anyway, Stephen A. asked him today, and I don't even know how they got to it. But he asked him today, would you give up your MVP trophy for a Super Bowl trophy? And most athletes, I think, would go, yeah, of course. Yeah,
team success is bigger than personal goals.
And Cam Newton was like, no, hell no. And his answer was brilliant because he goes, what's more important when it's all said and done? Championships or personal impact? And he's like, when I get the MVP award, my personal impact on the team and the league was better than anyone else's. I did whatever was asked of me and more. And if everyone else could have done that, we probably would have had a championship. And he said, respectfully, Brad Johnson and Nick Foles and Trent Dilfer, they've all got Super Bowl trophies. But I've got an MVP trophy. And he goes, so yeah, when I look back on it, no, I would not trade an MVP trophy for a championship trophy. And I thought it was a breath of fresh air because you never hear someone say that. Now, not everyone who doesn't get a championship is also an MVP. So yeah. I would say this is a very select group of people who were MVPs in their sport and never a champion. But I thought it was refreshing when he answered it because I did not expect it.
Hawk, it's what I said about Saquon Barkley not breaking that rushing record week 17 or game 17. If the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, we're not going to remember 2024, 2025 Eagles team as, oh, that's the year Saquon Barkley sacrificed the rushing title and then they went to win the NFC Championship. No, we're never going to talk about that. 10 years
they
from now,
they brought that up, by the way.
Me and you are not going to speak about they almost won the Super Bowl. If they win it, if they do beat the Chiefs, now we'll say, oh, and remember Saquon, you know, didn't get that 110 yards he needed to go win it. But, like, sometimes you got to be selfish. Sometimes you got to be selfish.
But it's not – I don't think it's being selfish. That's what I thought was revelatory about it. I didn't think it was – like, he wasn't selfish. Like, he didn't win the MVP in lieu of a Super Bowl trophy. Like, he won an MVP because he was doing everything out there that you needed him to do. It wasn't selfish. And I almost – you know, again, I've never played professional sports, but I almost – change the way that I think about that particular personal award versus a championship. And I just thought he just articulated it so well. Yeah. Like I when he first said it, I was like, bro, what are you talking about? And then as he articulated it more, I was like, you know what? He's right. Like, he's right. I just thought it was interesting. I jotted that down as a note because I thought it was interesting.
But I would say, and I, you know, Cam's my dude. Every time I go to Atlanta, I go to Fellowship, go to his restaurant. Like he watches out for us. Would remember the MVP season of Cam or remember when Carolina won that Super Bowl? The Super Bowl would mean more to the lexicon of sports than remember that year Cam was.
Well, no, not for him, though. Not for him. Would he
remember
like to have
the
a championship?
Super Bowl winning quarterback?
No, remember the league MVP. I mean, you can never take that away from Lamar Jackson, whether he wins a Super Bowl or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can never take that away from Cam Newton. It is one of the most select groups. And his point was the championship group includes Brad Johnson and Nick Foles and Trent Dilfer. It's great to have a championship, but it's not as exclusive as being a league MVP.
But isn't that why Charles Barkley gets made fun of every single year?
Right, but was he ever an MVP?
Yes.
He was an MVP?
Chuck won it. He was first year with Phoenix. It was the gift of – that was Charles – am I right there? Charles was the voters fatigue winner
on
when
MJ.
Jordan was making his run. Yeah.
So he won it one time. So that it makes me rethink everything that I always knock him on. I'm telling you, watch this segment. Watch this segment.
I gotta watch it.
He really verbalized it so well.
It does mean for a year you are the best player in that sport in the whole entire world,
means
most likely.
Forever.
Yeah.
That you were the best player
for that
in
year.
That sport that year.
Yeah, I get that.
But isn't I'm a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Like, I brought a championship
do you think Trent Dilfer has a better calling card than Cam Newton?
No, I'm with you. I bring up Trent and Brad Johnson with the Bucks. I'm a Bucks fan. I bring them up all the time. Those dudes were terrible. But they won a Super Bowl. Nick Foles in Philly, what was that, 16, 17, whatever it was? They weren't great quarterbacks, but they're Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. I'm the best player at my
– got it.
I'm the best player in the world is a big thing.
We're splitting hairs here.
Yes, we are.
I just thought it was revelatory when he said no.
But that's
an impact award.
To your point, you know Brad Johnson, you know Trent Dilfer. You had to ask if Charles ever won an MVP.
That's fair. Well, because I know he's never won a championship. You're right.
Like you said, we are splitting hairs here, but I understand.
You'd be happy to have either. You'd be happy to have either, but watch it because I just thought it was really interesting.
Me personally, I'd be happy to get another contract. I'd be happy to have $10 more than what I have now. So we're really splitting hairs, but that's a tough conversation. I got to listen to Cam's take on it.
It was interesting, for real. We have another chance for you today. We're giving away this pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guests Miranda Lambert and Brooks and Dunn and others at Hard Rock Stadium in July. If you want to enter, we're giving you a different code word every day. The word today is stadium. So text the word stadium to 20357. That's stadium to 20357. If you want more info on the contest, you can go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. The word today is stadium. Text it to 20357, and you are entered in the contest. Let's get headlines with Dan Day, who's in for Solana today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Tyler here. Ooh, go ahead.
This is the craziest thing. I just looked up NFL MVPs. The last 6 years, who've won him?
Well, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar has 2 of 6.
Who else has won MVPs? NFL. Oh, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is all the 2 of 6. So that's 4 of 6. There's one other.
One other. No, that's 4 of 6. Oh, one other person who's won it twice.
One other person that has 2 NFL MVPs.
In the last 6 years, who is it? Who am I forgetting?
Aaron Rodgers.
Really? Really?
Aaron Rodgers won 2020 and 2021. And I did the same thing you did when I saw it. 2020 and 2021, Aaron Rodgers was the NFL MVP.
Wow. Yeah, I would not have said that he was going to be. But that makes sense because remember, he was coming off that MVP season and he was hemming and hawing. Yeah.
I can name you pretty much every quarterback that won a Super Bowl over the last 6 years.
But I imagine all those people on the list have won Super Bowls. When you go down that list of NFL MVPs, I would say there's very few who haven't won a Super Bowl.
Matt Ryan and Cam Newton are the only two I'm looking at since 14. Then it goes to Adrian Peterson. And then it's Brady Manning.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a rare club to win an NFL MVP and not a Super Bowl. Yeah. Matt Ryan almost had it. Mm. He had a first half Super Bowl.
So was it 38-15?
What was it? First half Super Bowl. Can you raise a banner for a first half Super Bowl?
Well, you bowled out for about 30 minutes, bro.
All right, here we go. Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, and Bam Adebayo all scored over 20 points last night, but it wasn't enough as the Cavs handed the Heat a 20-point loss, 126-106. Next up, the Spurs in San Antonio, Saturday at 8:30.
Yeah, they lost to a better team. No shame in that. Mm. Have you seen the Terry Rozier story?
No.
So there's some news percolating. I have to pull it up on the push notification.
I saw something.
Terry Rozier, reportedly the subject of a federal probe related to illegal sports betting scheme that implicated Jonte Porter. So this is what the Miami Heat have said, by the way, because Ira Winderman tweeted out, the Heat referring requests for comment to the NBA. Per the NBA, spokesman Mike Bass says, the league conducted an investigation and did not find a violation of NBA rules. We are now aware of an investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York related to this matter and have been cooperating with that investigation. So we know Jonte Porter did some ill deeds. And as they've investigated that, obviously the Attorney General or the Eastern District opened their own investigation. The NBA had investigated. I guess they didn't find anything other than Jonte Porter. But now you've got the U.S. Attorney's Office saying that they're investigating it. And apparently there might be some connection with Terry Rozier. I don't know. I'm not telling you. I'm just telling you what I'm reading, which is that according to sources, he's implicated in this investigation.
Better be taking his unders.
Well, maybe it all makes sense now.
No, that's not a good look. No, not a good look again.
Tonight, Tyler Hero will find out if he makes the NBA All-Star reserves at 6:30 on TNT. That will be announced. He's averaging 24-5-5 this season.
Yeah, I believe he's deserving. I did watch Inside the NBA on TNT last week, and Shaq and Kenny and Charles did their All-Star reserves after the starters were announced. Only, believe it was Shaq. I think Shaq was the only one who had Tyler Hero as a reserve.
Speaking of the NBA, Commissioner Adam Silver has floated out the idea of shortening quarters from 12 to 10 minutes.
Foolish. I don't like it.
That's silly. And then now you're messing up the game. You're messing up stats. You're messing up triple doubles. You're messing up gambling. I don't like it either.
I don't like it. I don't like that they instituted the pitch clock in baseball, to be quite honest. I like the fact that the games go 3.5 hours, and especially if I'm there. All of a sudden, I'm there. I'm like hustling to finish the chows, and then I'm hustling to finish a hot dog. Then I'm hustling to get the ice cream and the helmet because the game's going to be over in 2 hours. Where's my leisurely baseball game?
You lost me at chows. And
your eating habits. Goodness.
When that damn pitcher steps off the rubber and puts his foot back and all the runners got to move back to their base 6 times, that's just a waste of time.
Nah, that's strategy.
Also, the Canes basketball team lost their 10th in a row and 20th in a row to ACC opponents last night, falling 82-71 to Virginia. They look to get a win Saturday at 8 against Notre Dame.
All right. Not going well in Coral Gables for the basketball team.
And the Senior Bowl is taking place in Alabama. Apparently, the Dolphins have interviewed prospective quarterbacks, including former Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe.
I was talking with Rondé. He's up there.
Mm-hmm. I'd take him.
On to weather.
Milroe or Rondé?
Both. I want to win.
So would I. I really would.
You know what? If we get a chance to get in Little OG, it's not a homer thing, bro. Little OG is a monster.
And that is a cool story, by the way. Like, get him. Have Rondé's son playing for the Dolphins, and I think it would be brilliant. And he was, like you say, it's not a homer thing. Go look at that dude's stats at Syracuse.
And I was with him Friday night because he's at the East-West Shrine Bowl. And after I did the symposium, like he is a, what's it called? Udonis, whatever the hell they like. Udonis. He is gigantic. Like his shoulders are a foot wider than mine. He's 3 inches taller than me. He has to be 6'5". He is a gigantic human being, man. I would love for little UD to come down here. Or little OG.
Yeah,
I
don't know what little UD.
I don't know what little UD
is. Yeah, Udonis on your mind so much.
I think he's a high school baseball player. I don't know if they can draft him.
Well, you can trust Chris Greer to do the right thing.
I feel like that was an editorial.
On to weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is in the high 70s. It'll dip down to the low or middle 60s today. And for the most part, sunny for the rest of the week here in South Florida.
Very, very good. Gino Toretta joins us on Thursdays on the program. Today will be no different. Gino Toretta will join us in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gino is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And reminder, Saturday, February 8th, 1 week from this Saturday, the day before the big game, we're going to have a little Evening's Delight tailgate. And I will be there, and Solana will be there, and Gino Toretta will be there. Crowder's still going to be in New Orleans. But Solana and Gino are going to be working the grills. They're coming up with their menus. But the good news is you can stop by, when I say you, listeners, grab some free food, meet Gino, talk a little football, get ready for the big game. Thanks to LaMelo's Meat Market, by the way, for providing wings and churrasco and more. Our friend Brian Bishop, Bishop's Pitmaster Barbecue, is bringing the magic with samples of award-winning pulled pork and barbecued ribs, maybe even a little brisket or two. So this is going to be a really fun tailgate to kick off big game weekend. And we want you to stop by for some food and fun and maybe leave with little inspiration for your own grill setup. In fact, I'll tell you a little bit later on in the segment, we're going to have a couple of big giveaways that afternoon as well. So that's a week from Saturday. And Gino, we talked about it last week when Solana was here. You don't have any fears about being able to outgrill him.
None at all. So your contribution is going to be ballpark franks, some packages of ballpark franks, and some buns.
I glad hand.
Contribution?
I don't even have a contribution. I glad
you're not even bringing dogs and old-fashioned dogs.
Pretty much wherever I am, I'm running for some sort of election in my head. Right, so I do right. A lot of handshaking and, hey, great to see you. And have you met Gino Toretta? And anyone that comes over to me, I just funnel them right to you. This guy's got a Heisman Trophy. Any chance you'll bring the Heisman Trophy?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Damn. I don't know why not. I don't know what the rules are. I don't have a Heisman, so I don't know if there's
I can do whatever I want.
Sign it out or something, or it's yours.
No, I have my own, so you know, I can do what I want with it. I know what my menu is set. I'm gonna make my homemade spicy Italian sausage sandwiches.
That's like
I'm gonna make some smoke grilled artichokes.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna make my New York spicy strip steaks.
Oh,
so that's what I'm making.
I only think I like one out of those three, and I'm not even a big fan of spicy.
You don't like artichokes?
I'm not a big fan of artichokes, and I'm not a huge.
You've never had smoke grilled artichokes like I'm gonna. I'll, right. And I have some charred lemon aioli for dipping. Trust me, you will like that.
All right, I'll try everything you're cooking, except maybe the sausage. I don't know. A sausage sandwich? Is that like a link sausage or something?
No.
How does that work?
No, a patty. You make instead of a hamburger patty, it's spicy Italian sausage, homemade.
Oh, okay.
And then you put a little provolone, maybe some peppers.
Oh, now you're
And you put it on an Italian roll. You know? All right. Come on.
All right.
We have to fly back. This is sounding great.
I wouldn't mind if I bring a Kaiser roll just to keep it 100.
Hey, you know what? If you're writing Channing's promos for Black History Month, you can bring a Kaiser roll.
A Kaiser roll.
That's the first guy we're featuring, Bill right. Kaiser.
A vignette for Mr. Kaiser.
Yeah, no, that's going to be fun. So a week from this Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest, we'll talk about that. I want to talk a little bit about football and the Super Bowl coming up. How much does the Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl matter to you? Like, does the matchup jump out at all to you? Do you like – there are people talking about they've got, you know, Kansas City fatigue or Patrick Mahomes fatigue. I don't. I like watching greatness. I'm wondering what you think of the matchup and if it's got juice for you.
Well, every Super Bowl has juice because it's the best of the world what we got that season. I think that when you're in it, you know, I would say like the era right now with Mahomes, you know – go back to Brady. We didn't realize how great he would become, but you know, you're like, wow, this guy's pretty good. I mean, I can just say I was like texting Sapp last week, and you know, Cook was balling. I'm like, damn, and he literally replied. He goes, 15 is just that dude, and it's just, I mean, that's an honest to God truth. Like when he lines up, it's like whatever, some way he makes a play, whether he's running, whether he's doing whatever. And I don't know, people dislike when you dominate. I mean, people hated Miami when we kicked everybody's ass when I was in school. So I think that's their fatigue is just, to me, is a tip of the cap saying, dude, they just got it rolling. And it doesn't seem to matter what
he's Michael Jordan. I've said it to Crowder a million times.
He is.
He's Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And you have to credit what the Chiefs front office has done around him. I mean, they got rid of the quote-unquote cheetah, and then they bring in talent. Xavier Worthy was a baller at Texas, and he wasn't getting the ball enough, and all of a sudden everybody's like, holy cow, where'd this kid come from? Like, they've continued to rebuild and put those pieces around him, and you know, I just think it's impressive to what they've done, and he you know, he's fun to watch. I don't know how you could hate on a dude that just successful when he's the best in the world.
And Gino, to the game, like the style of play, my thing, and I'm betting the Chiefs. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm with you. It's going to be a single-digit game in the fourth quarter. Patrick's going to get the ball. He's going to do what Patrick does. But, like, that, it's almost like old-school football to new-school football, where the Eagles, like, is their way of winning – not giving Patrick 12 times, 12 possessions, give him 7 or 8 possessions, run the ball, let Saquon do his thing, slow it down. Like, it sounds good. I don't know if it's going to work, but is that the answer to beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think the answer to beating the Chiefs is somehow getting to Mahomes, but it doesn't seem that whether you bring 5 rushers or 6, it doesn't seem when teams do that, they get to him quick enough. Or it's a situation – he doesn't make a mistake. If his mistake is throwing the ball in the dirt in the wrong spot, I guess that's his mistake. And I just think Reed is – man, the guy is so experienced. You know, in a league, I would say, that becomes enamored with coordinators, young, hot coordinators, who's the most successful? An old dude that was, like, very successful with the Eagles – he's very successful with the Chiefs, and he just keeps doing it. I mean, like, you know, pay for experience, for Christ's sake. Like that, like, to me, it's like football. It's like people want to reinvent. Oh, we're going to get the young hot guy because he's – why don't we get somebody that's done it, that's experienced, to continue to do it? But it doesn't seem like anybody listens to me. I mean,
Vic Fangio, you know, Andy Reid.
That would be the argument for
a Mike McCarthy, right? That would be the argument for bringing it. Or Pete Carroll.
Spagnuolo, but like the thing with Spagnuolo is, okay, maybe, Channing, you know this, some guys are better coordinators. They don't want to deal with the whole team. They just want to be the coordinator. Well, if you're that's your head coach and you only want one side of the ball, fine. Just hire the best offensive guy like Ben Joss or whatever and say, dude, you got your thing. Just tell me what you're going to do because this is what we're going to do on defense. And you know, really, you got three or four calls making sure clock and field goal are going for it on fourth down. But I think the Eagles can with that type of offense. And Jalen Hurts has the ability to chuck it. And they let him kind of out last week and they threw the ball more than normal. So I think the Eagles are going to have to rely more on him than just Saquon. Cause man, that defensive front for Kansas City, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, all right, the safeties are up. Are they blitzing? They're back. It looks like zone and you get a corner blitz. And as a quarterback, you're not even thinking about corner blitz. You don't see the safeties. I'm like, damn, this dude is just gambling and winning.
Genius call on fourth down. Genius cornerback blitz on fourth down. We talked about it all week.
I mean, homeboy's at the craps table and he's just dealing, steady dealing. You know what I mean? He's like betting hard eight. And you're like, what the hell is this guy doing? Ah, double fours. You know, it's like, wow.
That's my go-to bet. 10 years from now, when we're talking about the greatest coach quarterback duo ever, is it Belichick Brady or Reed Mahomes 10 years from now?
Wow. Well, what does Brady have? 10 Super Bowls?
You're talking about appearances?
Yeah.
He has seven rings, I think. Nine.
Seven rings. He went to 10, right?
Yeah.
Nine or 10.
10? Wow. Mahomes is pacing that.
Yeah. Well, I would just say this. Pacing that is different than doing that. And if he can continue, if he can stay healthy, you know, I think, you know, Brady, and if you look at both of these guys of why they are successful, they've had a security blanket that's a Hall of Famer. One had Gronk, and he's just a beast. He was bigger than anybody ever covering him. And Patrick's got Kelce. So at some point, Kelce's going to retire before Patrick's done. What Kansas City does to replace that, to me, is probably the biggest thing. Because if, man, you know, it's almost like, you know, when the Bulls and Jordan were on a run, it was like, dude, just get the ball to Jordan and get out of the way. They know, everybody knows he's going to Kelce. How in the hell does he get so wide open in zone coverage? I mean,
really, like, is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Just turn, like, if you're a linebacker underneath coverage, just turn around and be like, the hell with this. I'm just covering him and man. I don't care if it's zone or whatever.
Crowder can speak for linebackers. Why isn't it that easy?
Because they don't have – there's no route tree. He just runs around and finds space. It's hard as hell to chase a chicken for 8 seconds.
Because they're taught, Hawk, they're taught to guard an area. All right, this is your area. And you don't want to get beat in front of – like, and you're in – the guy makes a catch in your area. But to me, it's like – I would just be like, okay, whoever the outside linebacker is on that side, I'll avoid it. Just play Kelce man and just run around with him, be around him to make it at least a tough throw. Because there's sometimes Mahomes throws the ball and you're like, damn, nobody was like 5 yards away from him. And this isn't like high school football. You know, I mean,
again, you guys know the game. I feel like if you cheat on Kelce, Mahomes is going to beat you somewhere else.
He is, because he's been reloaded with talent. And that's why I'm saying you have to, that's where all of the stuff comes together, whether it's the players and the front office coming together of, you know, like Saban told Channing, hey, I didn't coach bad players to become great. I had great players and it made me a great coach.
Does make it easier.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it happens. Yeah.
With them big tight ends, Hawk, like I tell about Tony Gonzalez, I was so close to him, sometimes I could have got him pregnant and he still caught the ball. Because they're huge and their reach is crazy. And it's just like, coach, what do you want me to do? Like, just stop putting me on him. Put somebody else on him. It's a mismatch.
Well, everybody's a mismatch. You know that, Jay. It doesn't matter if a safety can run. I mean, like, seriously, because if you – Gronk's, what is he, 6'7"? Gonzalez was, like, almost 6'6".
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy Graham, there's a reason. He was 6'8" and had reach. It's like, you're right. You can't defend a perfectly thrown ball. But to me is, if you're playing a guy man, you have to – you make the quarterback throw a perfectly thrown ball. But you when you play zone – he's played so long, and they've kind of got, you know, a weird deal within their both their brains. They know what the other one's going to do, or he's just kind of like Chaney says, he runs around out there. You could play a tendency and think, all right, this is the play, and he just breaks off a route, and you're like, where the hell is that coming from? We watched 10,000 plays.
He's never done that.
Same play, and he's never done that. And he says, all right, I need 8 yards. I'm just going to turn around here at 9, and you know what? My quarterback will find me.
You probably had that with some of your receivers or tight ends too, where it just confounded. Bro,
I didn't have that much time. I was getting my chin knocked off and getting pile drove into the ground. I was throwing it before a couple seconds were up. So yeah, he's got a pretty good offensive line out there as well. I mean, I just saw something on TV this afternoon. Like, the Chiefs are top three in investment in offensive line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not a hard game. You win the trenches.
You're gonna get the Dolphins fans all riled up right now, man.
But listen, we've gone through when Channing was there. We did spend a lot of money on offensive linemen, and we didn't have the skill guys. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, find the skill the guy under center, then invest in front of him, then you know sprinkle around. It's just, listen, there are good players that you draft. You know, your first three round guys have to be the core of your team. That's it, and that doesn't matter if it's the Dolphins or anywhere else. You draft guys in the top three rounds, they have to be with you at least 4 to 5 years with, you know, whatever, no renewal of a contract. And then you have to be able to hit on guys in the 5, 6, 7 and maybe a free agent here and there. And that's how you build your team to be successful. But if you miss on the first three round picks, you're going to be struggling for years.
Oh, to Gino's point, The best line I played with was Jake Long, Jake Grove, Justin Smiley, Vernon Carey. We had some monsters, but our top two receivers were Derek Hagan and Devon Bess. Right. So we couldn't keep a Chris Chambers and a McMichael and have a good line. Like, they haven't figured that out. Like, the Eagles figured it out, the Chiefs figured it out. That's why you have a GM. They have to figure that thing out.
And also the GMs negotiate with M. Hawk. That basically, okay, hey, we've gone to the Super Bowl, so that's going to be an extra probably $300,000, $400,000 in playoff bonuses that, yeah, we may give you a little less in your salary. It will be made up in your playoff run. Yeah. And guys, you know, Brady and his guys did it. Guys would take a little less to be able, all right, I'll bet on my team making the playoffs. I'll make more in the long run, but it'll cost less towards the salary cap.
Gino,
oh wait, I made 17 grand in that wild card ass whooping against the Ravens.
Look at you.
Yeah. Channing,
turned a dark spot into a bright ray of sunshine.
My rookie year in Minnesota, and now we're in the AFC Central, which was just black and blue division, 9-8 won it. And so we scrape in, we get the wild card. And one of my teammates was sitting next to Chris Dolman, who Hall of Famer, rest in peace, you know, and he was just kind of like shaking his head when we made the wild card. And my team's like, man, this is great. It was $7,500 to make the wild card, you know, and as a rookie, you're making, it was $100,000 was the minimum. So I'm like, $7,500. That was a good pay week, you know? And he goes, nah, this is, and he goes, but we could go to the Super Bowl. He's like, dude, we're not going to the Super Bowl. He goes, I know how much talent Indy's. And he goes, and by the way, I'm working this week for $7,500. I make $1.5 million a week.
Yep.
So that was where you learned the economics.
Tell them what the dude said to you, your rookie season, Crowder. Who was it?
Some of those old veterans, they don't want those extra weeks tacked on.
Gino, talking about the vets, my rookie year, I think the minimum was $237,000. And so my check was, you know, in the teen. I think it was $14,000 a game or something. And I'm sitting there, John Gamble, he brings the check. We got paper checks.
He brings the checks in to the breakfast. We're beating breakfast. He's handing out checks one by one. I get my first check. I open it up. I am elated. I am smiling ear to ear. $14,000 check. I'm like, this is crazy. Kevin Carter walks past. He's probably 13 years in the league, wiping the sleep out of his eye. He grabs my shoulder, looks down. I wouldn't get out of the bed for that much money. Thank you, KC. I appreciate the appreciate the support of my career.
Old school days before direct deposit. Well, you played with Gardner too, didn't you?
DG, I think I missed him by 2 years. I was right there, but we still had live checks.
There was a story that DG had $750,000 in cash checks in his nightstand, and the team had to go to him. He goes, "Hey, dude, you got to deposit your check.
That's not just a receipt. Like, you got to do something with it now."
He was just keeping them, you know.
Hey, Gino, when I walked that signing bonus, $588,000 into that bank, those tellers looked at me totally different than they used to. I slid that check under that glass. How you doing, Mr. Crowder? I'm good.
You walked in with that gun that shot the dollar bills up in the air through the wind.
Gino Toretta, he's going to be with me and Solana week from Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. Gino might even bring the Heisman Trophy. We don't know. No guarantees. We'll figure it out next week if he can get some, need some security.
Security.
Or Dan Day, maybe. Dan Day will come out. You guard that Heisman.
Only if Tree shows up. Tree retired.
Tell you what, Tree would show up. Tree might show up. I'm bringing Tree out on Saturday. I'm doing it.
It's the same size as the trophy.
So I've been notified that we're giving away a Traeger Ironwood 885. Not just the grill, but also a grill shelf and a cover. And two big bags of pellets. And they say here, we're basically setting you up to be the grill master of your block.
That is the truth. I have the 885, and I think I could grill for about 25 people back there. Not even crowded. It's awesome.
What Brian Bishop writes for me here, he says, imagine hosting the ultimate backyard cookout, smoking ribs, brisket, or whatever your heart desires. Don't be the guy still flipping burgers on a rusty old grill like Channing was.
Hey, man, I got a green egg. I'm killing my green egg right now, man.
You know, you got to make a decision, though, Hawk. It's like, do you get a generator in the backyard, and then all your friends show up and live with you when there's a hurricane and you lose power? Or you just say, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. Well, speaking of Big Green Egg, we're also giving away a Big Green Egg Mini Max with a Nest and their specialty African charcoal.
Yeah.
Everything you need to grill, smoke, and impress your friends. The way that you can win this stuff is coming out to Evening's Delight a week from Saturday in Pinecrest and meet the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, who's going to be cooking up some food for you the day before the big game. So we'll be there from noon till 3 a week from Saturday. Gino, thank you as always. Always a pleasure.
Always, guys.
Yes, sir.
And we will take a quick break.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you think we should play Noche de Sixto today?
Absolutely.
Hawk and Crowder.